From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. It's been 41 years since three civil rights workers were beaten and shot to death in Philadelphia, Mississippi. Tuesday, an 80-year-old former Ku Klux Klansman was found guilty of manslaughter in the murders. The Associated Press called the trial of Edgar Ray Killen Mississippi's latest attempt to atone for its blood-stained and racist past. Prosecutors said Michael Schwerner, Andrew Goodman, and James Cheney were killed by a group recruited by Killen, who now faces up to 60 years in prison. Cheney's brother Ben had hoped for a guilty verdict on the more serious charge of murder, but he thanked prosecutors for their efforts.
We probably could have gotten more had all the information been available to be used, but we'll take what we got. We shouldn't lose sight of what's really happening in this community. Well, 40 years ago, three men came here in hope to enhance the quality of life of poor people in this community. Here we are 40 years later, and in the downtown area, there are no black businesses. I like to challenge the African-American leadership of this community. I like to challenge the African-American leadership because in the courtroom, you could count the number of black people from this community that was there. This is an issue that affects them directly. And I'm sort of disappointed that they were not lined up around the block to come in.
Again, that was Ben Cheney, brother of slain African-American civil rights activist James Cheney. NPR correspondent Debbie Elliott has covered this trial and several other civil rights cases reopened in recent years. She joins us now from Philadelphia, Mississippi. Debbie, you heard from Ben Cheney there. I'm curious how you read how the town's blacks and how the town in general viewed this trial.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people were in their homes and businesses watching this. It was on court television, and I've had several people describe to me the tension in their offices as everyone gathered around the television to hear the verdict read yesterday. And shortly after the verdict, people poured out of the businesses around the courthouse on the town square, standing out on the street, sort of in relief that this was finally over. So I do think there was local interest. I think maybe some people were a bit intimidated by the whole scene of the trial. You know, all of the television trucks that were lined up, the downtown streets were barricaded, there were heavy police presence everywhere. So I think a lot of people maybe opted to take this in a more private setting as opposed to coming to the town square.
I also got the sense and have talked to a couple of people who, in fact, have been to Philadelphia during this time, who suggest that while locals want to acknowledge the past, want to acknowledge the lives of these three people, they also want this case to a great degree to just go away.
They do. You know, it's something that people here really feel a burden about. They feel like they know who they are. They're a little town, and they're people who go about their daily business. But the rest of the world looks at them as if every person here is a member of a Klan and had something to do with this horrible event 41 years ago. And they live with that and struggle with that. And it actually has led to a coalition of local people, a tri-racial commission. Some of the Choctaw Indians that live here were on this panel. Black citizens, white citizens, getting together and talking about this event and what it meant for their community. And they learned a lot about each other. And they realized that they needed to get it out in the open and talk about it, that there was this sort of sense of collective guilt here. And unless they started grappling with it, that they would never be able to get past it. This is the group also that had called for prosecutions in the case. You know, in talking to these people, they say growing up in Philadelphia and the local schools here, a lot of the students never learned about this case, never talked about this case. Because it was such a horrible thing, people tried to keep it quiet for a long, long time here. And now, finally, it's coming out in the open. People are talking about it, the first prosecution by the state in the case, and they're hoping that this will help them get past this image of the movie Mississippi Burning, which made them famous.
All right. Debbie Elliott is an NPR correspondent who's been covering the Killen trial in Philadelphia, Mississippi. Thanks for joining us, Debbie.
You're welcome.